culpar a ti. Pues, te ha exigido mis otros amigos de Dios. Y mandos, ya la but after that, they are happy with Mr. Lance. My church work was also. I think it's in probably 2 years down the line, you'll see using the software. And I was a trainer, and you're using the software to catch them. So, catch them, you know, this is when the freshers come to school. And we create a program catch them. Yes. So, we always try to ensure that the catch them coincides with a lot of the other activities that also happen. Now when you get to school, the bad girls will be catch them. The bad girls will be catch them. Most people too as well. They also have catch them. You know. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so all the rest of the exams. Well, when is the exam?
That's it.
You just started, okay. All the best in your exams. Pray that all will give you the right. But this is the sacrifice you can do now. Yeah. And so today, what I'm supposed to say now, I could plan that we're going to take this after we have prayed. So we should pray. Amen.
Amen.
How many of you love to pray? So, the prayer is a whole lot of things, but one thing I'll say is prayer is your weapon of stability. You hear what I said? Prayer is your what? Your weapon of stability. It's a tool for you to ensure you're stable in your walk with God. The prayer is like that shock absorber. So when you enter the ditch, you don't have to be shot at all. The base of the vehicle is jumped. Regardless of whether it has a defined tire or not. And so for you as a believer, you ought to pray. The Bible says, pray without words. The Bible says, in prayer and supplication, to make what the request to make. So it means when you have a request, the only way you can make, you can express it is through words, prayers. When you have anxieties, when you're not sure of what to do, when you're not sure of, you spot something you don't know how to respond. Prayer is the first thing you should pray, 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 pray as much as you can. Pray, pray, pray. We also know that what you're reading in the Bible can only become life by praying the word. There's something called praying the word. We pray scriptures, read it. Don't just confess scriptures, pray. Scriptures. You do pray scriptures. You pray to say, God, just like you said, you listen to me. So. I decree in my life this. I decree in my life this. It gives your life stability. You understand it? When you pray in tongues, you also pray in understanding. But you know what I said? Pray, when you pray in tongues, the Bible says you will speak words, mysteries. Right? But when you pray in understanding, you bring more assurance to yourself and particularly to your level of understanding. For example, you can read a prayer and say, let us pray for X, Y, Z. didn't. Now, by the time you say it in Jesus' name, and you start prayer, you know what you're praying for, right? But there are also times you can say, guys, you really don't know what to do, what to pray. And that's how it was described in Book of Romans. Since we don't know how to pray as we ought to, or the Spirit helps or help it, helps our infirmities with groanings out that cannot be altered. And so there's when you start a friend that prays in an understanding, he prays what he can hear in prayer. It's not a less friend as we like this one. You don't know how to pray. Have you prayed the prayer of the innermost chamber? That would be most people in between. That's actually it will show me that when you receive God. Now, not whether face to face or by your heart. I'm not sure of the language you speak, but I'm sure you speak the language you understand. Give it. So when God speaks to you, when God speaks to an human, he says, "My son, my son." The God wants to be comforted and be waiting for him. Whenever there's a tongue, there needs to be an interpretation. That was so when God is interacting with you, you know, at times you could pray, let's say you look up in the morning and you pray in tongues, you begin to be a threshold where those prayer is conversation, right? Where God is not speaking to you. And we could probably want to ask what language the God speak to you. First, if you language of your heart, first, in the language of your words, of your heart. So, for example, if you speak 10 languages, so which of God people? You just say, Senegal, Jose, you just say that your heart has what God is saying. Now, we can say, oh, God spoke to you last week, or say, God spoke to me this morning, and I heard this God saying, the video. Now, to the video man, that's where he spoke. Here is what I'm saying. He will hear God in that, with the language of his heart. And there's nobody that God will speak to. I will not be able to. So, whether you're Russian, whether you are Nigerian, or whether it's so interesting, you go to the deaf. God speaks to the deaf. You do yourself. So, yes, your heart has a ear, your heart has a lung, your heart has an eye. You want to see with the eyes of your heart. That way, you pass it on. For example, when I see me and I have a perception of God, it's the way my heart is seeing. Do you understand? And I think there's a whole lot that we can describe as to how God responds back to us. Your ears, your sense of the senses of your heart. I think that for you to say there are foul spirits. It's not easy on this sense, I remember when I was in school, I was almost going to think it was this normal nose or this normal eyes. So, whenever I'm going back to the hostel, I'll be looking for what is not there. This person walking with his head, this person walking with his head. And many a times, if you're looking for what's going on, you see what is going on.
Yes.
You just are seeing that the guys are talking about what is said. Well, it's actually not what is said. If you are the one that is being what is said, yes. And so when we pray, it's also good to pray in our hearts. Understanding. It's good to pray. The Bible says it's fruitful. It's fruitful, meaning you benefit from it. Yes. If you pray in a moment, there needs to be an interpretation. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know when we come together to pray, do you know that there is no this song is Chinese. No, if it's praying in tongue and maybe your mouth is coming ba 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 ba, then that's when it's coming. Both of them are speaking words. But now at that point, where if you and Sabbath are both speaking in tongue, it's not fruitful to them. I mean, what's the meaning of ba ba ba? And what's the meaning of shusha? No one from thinking, no, except they be words interpretation. And so the same zeal we engage with in praying in tongues, the same zeal, you know, some of you, when you say you pray, when you give prayer points, you don't pray it as fervent as when you say, I will pray in the Holy Ghost. And when you say, pray that healing will happen, just say, the volume will just go low. But when you say, guys, you don't know what to pray. Why is it that that is the first question that you have to do? Guys, you don't really know what to pray. We don't know. I tell you, you know what to pray. For example, a barren woman who was Chinese, she wants to pray for a child. You get it. She can say, God, I need a child. You get it. Don't start. Why are you saying praying in tongues? See, let me show you. Praying it in tongues does not actually make it answered. Do you get what it is? Like, your prayer will not enter those days, chamber fast, fast. So better do a transmitter to a converter for it to enter. It doesn't permeate the heavens, because you know, like when there's a gate to prayer, then as the prayers are going, and because your own is not done, they delay it from the queue. Let me tell you what gets your prayer to the heavens, your heart. It's your heart that knocks on the door of the request. The Bible says, "Who shall ascend unto the hill?" Can we look at that place in Psalms? Amen. Well, I'm dying in this. Thank you. More. I don't say here this is the thing that I want. Maybe this is mine. Please let me appreciate more. But don't worry about the name.
Think, is God hearing me or not?
There are two bases of God hearing you. You pray by faith and you pray with a pure heart. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's more or less like faith and holiness. You get, that's how God hears your prayers. The Bible says the prayer of a sinner is what? It's less good, it's an abomination. Like, no record is before me. Right? It's less good for it. In a way, it says the prayer of. Can you find it? Have you seen it? Thank you. The way you are looking at it, that's the only thing that you have. Okay. It says the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. And so when you pray, or what gets prayers to be answered is prayer of faith, and it's also a prayer from the web. Your pure heart, the prayer that comes from the pure heart. That's how your prayers get answered. So back to my thought around when you pray with understanding, it's not different. When someone is saying, Lord, do it, Lord, do this, Lord, do this, Lord, I want this, blah, blah, it's not lesser than what? Than the prayer that is prayed in tongues. Because if you pray in tongues with an impure heart and without faith, it will not be answered. Do you understand? Now you probably ask, so, and why do we need this answer? How does the brain understand it? Now, let's go to Romans and see why we need to pray. Also in Jude, it says that that we should encourage ourselves. So it says, likewise, the Spirit also helps. Please bring it down.
Okay.
It says, likewise, Romans 8:26, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. Now, it's saying that there is a weakness that we have, we get. And that weakness is we do not know what we should pray as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be altered. Can you move forward? Now, this is the reason why you pray in tongues. It's because the Holy Spirit has the capacity to reveal to you what is in the mind of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, when you don't know what is in the mind of God, for example, you don't know, you have a decision to make, but you don't know what to do. Now, you can't pray about the decision as far. You can't say, God, this one that I want to do, this particular one, you don't know the one. Now, the first thing to do is to know what is the will of God as related to that decision. Let me take, for example, you have this to speak from. Huh? You don't know. Now, the admission is on the table, right? You don't know what the will of God is for what you school. And now you can pray in tongues, knowing that the Spirit will now reveal what is the will of God in respect to you making that decision for the school. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's now say that you already know what I've already told you that you're going to happen back. No, maybe you're smiling. Okay, that's the truth now. It's in Ondo State. Abi?
Yes, sir.
Ondo State. Ondo Town, actually. Abi?
Yes.
And so, you already know that that's where you're going to. Now, you already know the will of God as concerning the choice of school, right? Now, you can pray and understand and say, God, as I go to Akumba, God protect me. You can do that. It's more fruitful, actually. to do that than God. For example, let's say, like for example, for me, when I went to the night, it was only one prayer on that. I said, God, please don't let me eat in my bed. Which was a very interesting prayer. I don't know that I laughed at them. Bad boys are there now. This one is. So that was one prayer. I really didn't understand because I had the foreknowledge that bad boys are plenty in that school. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now I say, God, as I'm going to do a lack, please don't let my path and the path of the bad guys cross. Let us not have anything. Now it's been fruitful. Dear. Now, another person would say, God, you lack mara, di bragosha, mara debe, di daba. No, the thing is, you need an interpretation to actually know what you are praying about. It is yours. Now if you may even shock you by the time the application comes. Now different and God say, oh, there's light in unilag, my light in you, and there's now a conflict between your soul, the state of your soul, and what you were. No, because actually if we now have a mistress, someone will give us interpretation of tongues. Then you now hear the interpretation of your tongue. Like, ah, God, that's not what we were talking about. Because don't forget, what that tongue has power to do is to reveal what is in the mind of God. So at that time, when you say, Mara, Mara, Baba, Mara, at that time, when God was looking at you, they lack, is my light is over this room, my light is over this room. But inside of your heart, you wanted to deal with the bad boys, right? You know, meeting bad boys. So can you now appraise, bring your understanding? Both are potent, but you can misplace their priorities. Yes. Many a times, actually all the time, when you need to make a decision that you don't know what to do, pray in tongues. But when you already have a decision, or you know what to do, and you need maybe God's help, you need God's strength, pray, say, God, strengthen me. If you are seeing you are acting foolish, say, God, give me wisdom. You say, Mara, Lebra. No, you know that time where you are is because you were foolish. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
so that your prayer life is fruitful. So that you don't get frustrated. When you say that you can pray, but you're not seeing the results. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, create a balance. Then, like I said, prayer is what the stability of what? Of the Christian man. And the Christian man must know that you pray in your understanding and you also pray in an unknown what? Tongue. I'm sure by God's grace we still treat, I mentioned this during the school of prayer, that we still look into the gift of the Spirit. Maybe by God's grace, can help take us through that series. Because I don't think we've done it before. Have we? Maybe not. Yeah, but I don't think we've done it before. This current situation. And so guys, so let's know that our lives need stability, right?
Yes, sir.
We need stability. To be effective, we need stability to be productive. We need to be stable to be productive. And prayer is one key. One key tool of stability in the last time. Amen.
Amen.
And so when we pray today, know that whether you go to pray in understanding is as powerful as guys cannot begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now, that statement, how we begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, is not a new one. We can as well say, guys cannot begin to. Thank God for life. As long as you guys can begin to, I mean, both of them are starting prayers.
Yes, sir.
And whether you can begin to pray with you, they are two different places, but they are both potent. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, Bible also even said that when you pray in tongues, be mindful that Be mindful of the stranger next to you. Then there was a particular time where I had to go through some type of learning to know that the gifts of the Holy Spirit, they are for the body. Do you understand? The gifts, for example, maybe Abel has the gift of faith, and this is the gift of. I mean, there's this exercise that people really want to read from. There's the whole gift of which we have, the whole gift of which we have. I remember in a particular church, that was my former client church. And they said to me, come on, he said, you put on this feet. How did I go for it? Come on, say, you put on this feet, it happened. I was ashamed. That day I told myself that I will never marry you. I said, I will be wicked to bring and to destroy. I said, I will marry you. It's like I sabotage my destiny, like, will not get you. I'm sure that day was that utility. That day, I just made a decision. No more. I wasn't even because me, I even felt like I could manage, like, you know. Because I had already gotten to a place where I was using the to form Christ. You understand that statement? I was learning patience, I was learning humility, I was learning long suffering, I was learning to be slow to speak. That's when God uses a bad or not a similarly good situation to not perform in Christ. And you are very shifted to that mood that it's like you need a God say you need a and whatsoever God will use this place to form in me, it should be right. But when it relates to marriage, I told myself that deal was the deal breaker. So he asked. I came out with boldness and mentioned something that is in the Bible as the gift of the Holy Spirit. I just told myself that. These are not my people. I'm not living from them. Amen. And so, if Habakkuk has the gift of faith, that gift of faith is for what? For the body of Christ. If Habakkuk has the gift of prophecy, that gift of prophecy is for what? Body of Christ. And so the usage of your gifts is for the body. Now in this context, this is the body of Christ. The body of Christ is not our own. Do you hear about it? Because I have some friends, they do their service with Liverpool. Like I'm in Liverpool. Does Liverpool know you? I'm just in their online. They are counting NAKO and NAKO. You don't have any NAKO. Did you hear about it? So, because he relocated and he said, his church is now, this is a young black pastor. My talk. He said that. So this is your own body of Christ. Now there's also a context of your another teenager in another church that is your brother in Christ, or another teenage lady in another church that is your sister in Christ. You know. But many a times whenever you think about the body of Christ, always think of it. Now, this is your own person. Amen. Secondly, the gifts ought to be also utilized through administration. Now, one administration of the gift of diverse tongues, which is different from the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking in tongues. Amen.
Amen.
Now, one is a gift. The other is the evidence that you have the Holy Spirit. So, speaking in tongues is not for some. Like, for example, I've heard there was this guy who was going to CCI, was in the Church of International Sons of God. This one is the old church. This is not CCI. CCI is a young church. They believe that some people don't see the tongues. And the brother had been to my room, and he never met. He argued. Then I didn't really have so much response for him. But it's clearly in the scriptures that says that not some. Do you understand? Now that word says it's not, it is of God. But the place where we all have a portion in speaking in tongues is when the Holy Spirit comes upon us with evidence of what speaking in tongues is. And so when you're trusting God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the sign that you have the infilling of the Holy Ghost and the baptism of the Holy Ghost is that you will speak in what in the new tongue. You understand what I'm saying? Which is different from, like I said, the gifts of diverse tongues. Amen.
Amen.
But he said, can you go to, I think it's 1 Corinthians 13, where, or maybe 12 or 13, where he mentioned that when there's a stranger amidst you and you speak in tongues, be wise or let there be an interpretation.
Infrequently, just prepare to give us a prayer. I think we just have this one session. Are you there?
No.
Yeah. If anybody is there, just
of the sign, and they come in more than 10 or 12. So falling down on his face was what?
No, that's what. Yeah, thanks so much. And so here was the type of comparison between more or less like a preference of gifts per se. The comparison was between the gift of diverse forms, or what we would even say the speaking of tongues, and the gift of prophecy. And he admonished that we prophesy more. Then we prophesy again, right? And the reason why we do that is in case there's a stranger or a non-believer. A stranger could be someone who is not saved, or someone who probably doesn't align with the doctrine. Do you get my point? And so he says that when you say, "Thus saith the Lord," or when you say, "This is what God is saying about a particular," it profits that person better than if you're just coming, just skabosh and we'll leave. Do you get it? Now, it might help you, but it won't help the unbeliever, or it won't help the unsaved person at least. Amen. So, that's all I wanted to say about prayer. And don't forget what I said first, is that when you pray in your understanding, it's as potent if done with what? Pure heart, and done by what? By faith. And, you know, when you pray in your understanding, is not much what's different from what when you pray in tongues. What tongues helps you to do in situations where you don't know what the will of God is. When you know what the will of God is, you're encouraged to pray in what you understand. For example, if you know there's an attack on something, pray, say, "God, I put a stop to this attack over this person." Do you understand what I'm saying? And if you're inspired, now praying in tongues, trying to also search what the Spirit knows about that matter, you can. You can see that there's strategy and prayer. Do you know? Meaning, I can pray in my understanding and I can also switch back to praying in tongues. I can say, "God, this," and I can get to a point where wait, is it this guy sin? Is this mother sin? No, I don't know. So it will be unfair to say, "God, every weekend from the mother's house." It might be from the father's house. Okay, so at that point, I can be in tongues. Then from there, I can still come out and interpret the tongue or prayer that I'm led. And say, "God, every battle from the mother's house, we put a stop to it." So it's not about the head's understanding. Oh, you can pray in understanding first. Now pray in tongues again. I think you didn't know what it was supposed to pray. Now if you are, you become the mathematician of diagnosis. You have not. But I'm just explaining to you because there's a futility of your act attempting to also classify. Now I remember again in school, there's a group that they don't pray in understanding. Some of you might know them, some of you want to mention them. They just come to chapel. I'm not even a bit. That's the meaning of the end. Just come to chapel. You that you just want to pray in the 31 minutes prayer. Pray your heart. See, there's no Jesus in our prayer. Actually, I've not seen them finish, so I can't see what they say after you finish. I'll tell you, like you say, this is what they say. I have never missed the closest that I witnessed was when one of them followed us to the rural gates, the village of church. And the guy never prayed with us because we were praying in our, you know the demons. So he was praying in his words, in tongues. And he prayed throughout the tongues. And when finished, he also finished. And that was it. And so you pray in your understanding. It's fruitful. That's what the Bible says. If the Bible didn't say it's fruitful for you, then you most likely say that it's just good to always searching what the will of God is. Now, there's a place where you search, there's a place where you know. Do you get my point?
Yes, sir.
If you know what it's doing, like I said, No is obviously the thing. Because it matters, God, this conversion says, take it away. Do you know some of you turned your prayer points? You feel to God, say, God, I don't want to fail. God, bring. You're actually saying, you don't even know what you're saying. Let me repeat that. Now, don't forget what I'm saying. When you don't know what is the right thing to do, let me give you an example. A guy comes to you and tells a lie. You know, I would say it's still a lie now. No guy can tell the truth now. Why is it? No, I'm serious now. I mean, and just think, can any guy tell the truth now to me? You know, they lie. This is your eyes, like the eyes of, but it's a lie. You can see how white the inner pupils are. I see, I don't know now. Everybody has to be. Now, we even tell you white is better than black. Black is better than black. If she tells you what the white is, you might have to withdraw and say, that's not what I meant. And so, when a guy comes to tell a short lie, for now it's a short lie, idiot. And you are probably, you swept yourself in a place where you didn't believe me this year. At that point in time, of which I didn't think you know the decision, you know the will of God. But let me even say, let's not think that you don't know the will of God. Concerning anything, at that point you can pray in tongues with your mindset afterwards, knowing from the will of God. Many a time when you break into that dimension of being circumspect, knowing what the will of God is, that's what Bible says. You can pray with understanding. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can pray in what? Your understanding. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I was going to continue the teaching around what God hates, but I won't do that today. I just wanted to tell us a little bit about praying as we pray and as we are led to pray. Do you get? But one thing I want us to notice, yesterday while we were praying, I just came to discover that the two things that we treated around what the Lord hates, Proverbs chapter 6, from verse 16 to 19, the first two we treated, they actually look like the most interesting. There was a phrase that is this, I can't even manifest it. Does anyone remember? And so please take it to heart that pride and a lying tongue is not found with him. Did you understand what I'm saying? Whenever you see the fruit of pride, you're just like that day I said that's something that pride was before. Then I said it was going well. Someone corrected me almost the same day. And it actually means just and I really appreciated the brother that he's not around today. It's from America. What did you say? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And so always look out for every appearance of what? Pride. The one I really feel that you need to also pay attention to is a lying tongue. Give an example of you talk too much. I like small stuff. Can I give my own example of from my lads? I can tell you 90 minutes. Maybe even next time. Maybe. And so, and that, those two things are actually actually common with teenagers. Now, this is don't find them at all, so. Very young child now. I don't even know why they're producing
still content in that order. There's one song that I've seen. Have you washed your hands? And yes, Papa, telling lies. No, Papa. And was after telling lies. Show me your hands. They now went back to now wash your hands. They now sang the song again. And telling lies, then no, Papa. They open your eyes and your hands. Why do you have to lie? See, for me, that's the way to tell a child that you can either lie or not lie. Why should you have to teach somebody that has not known that difference? You would have heard, I think you heard that telling lies, no papa, open your hands, it was any lie. Anytime my son is there, just to be saying, no, 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 that because that's the way to introduce the concept of lying. You get my point. The concept of lying to a small child. But I actually find it very prevalent with the teenage group. Because I was a teenager. And there were many reasons to lie, child. That's why it's prevalent. Because why number one, you don't have freedom yet. Or you think you have freedom. Which is the pseudo freedom. Actually, your freedom is more of your mental freedom. Meaning, you can now think. You assume, I can now think, so I cannot go out anytime I want. I cannot talk anyhow I want to talk. So it's a mental freedom. You know that's why some people are telling, that's why they are fights. Do you get it? It's because there's a whole lot of growth happening at that stage that they give you assumed privileges which you don't actually have. Yeah, just assume you cannot understand. Just assume you don't know left from right. Like you make a whole lot of assumptions. Some are right, you get my point. But the decisions of some are actually wrong in themselves. Yes. And so, you know, I think that's also when you say the teenage lady can be brought to the elderly lady. You know, have you had your gist about this development stage? Maybe a teenager. Do you have a point? I mean, that's when you can specifically have your own purpose. And you know the couples you don't have. Do you understand? You know, that's when you want to stay or when way you want to go. Do you understand? And so lying itself or a lying tongue is something you look out for. You look out for it. Many a times this is a practical element for myself. Whenever I find myself say too much, I don't withdraw. Like I don't reduce the volume. I cut it abruptly and it looks very awkward. Dig it. Like, literally, that is. Ah, guy, you have to do this now. So that I can literally say that guy. It's being like the cap. Yes, so that they know something went wrong. Like, I know, so that you don't end it in a way that you will still be glorious. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that you live with a dent in your heart that I shouldn't do this. And you know, I also told you guys that anything you don't pray about, don't talk about it. And I said that about 2 or 3 weeks ago, anything you will not pray about, you know, you won't talk about it. If you will never pray for it in your life, you don't have the authority and the right to talk about that. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's actually a guiding principle that you find out that you, particularly if you're tied up, you will easily find yourself in the process. Just tell yourself that if you never pray about anything, you don't talk about it. You find out that your propensity to gossip. Now, if gossip, you're like, that one is, big. When you gossip, you lie. You get my point today. But if you want to stop gossip, which would ultimately stop you from lying, ensure you're only talking about the things you seriously pray about. I mean, you've prayed about on your knees. Do described in two ways. It could be that you are assuming a position you are not, and you are in a position, but yet you take advantage of those people knowing you. Do you understand? For example, you don't know, I am coming to you, that's right. Do you understand? When you don't know something, you humble yourself and you ask. And by the time you're asking, don't say, I need this other part. Yeah, that's true. No, it's not just about that. You don't know. Either that person has a reason to ask you in the future. Don't even remind him that. You know, you're the one that taught me, you don't teach me. That's pride. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, when you have the privilege of somebody teaching you, showing you something you didn't do correctly, you know, don't now see, even when the person makes mistake and take advantage of it, and use that one to also lecture the person. And so look out for pride. Look out for pride. Tell someone, look out for pride. Tell someone, you can stop lying.
You can stop lying.
You know, lying is the thing to switch. You know, that's where we point this thing from. How many of you have heard that one before? Falcon. That it's in this team. If you either become a truthful person or you become a chronic liar, it's in this age group you have to make that decision. Because the other party don't know who would come and take the deal. But you can make a decision to stop. Actually, you never fall more to lie. Did you hear what it?
Sure.
A believer was
lying.
And so look out for you know the main reason why you do not tell a lie. You don't want to be punished, you don't want to feel bad, you don't want to look like you're all gone out. You know when they ask you, you know, have you eaten chicken very very? You say, I eat chicken very very good in our house, our mommy cooked it in the morning, in the evening, in the night, blah blah. You know, it was one strong spirit. What did you say that? I also had protein. And it was meat. Don't be under the pressure of feeling alone. Because it's also when this is the age of meat. Dominant. You want to feel alone. You want to be known. You want to be knownless. Like you don't have a glass. You don't have a sense of belonging. You actually have people that are of your type. Do you get my point? So it's not like I would say if you don't have any, group, you remain groupless. You can actually have friends in this community. Do you understand what I'm saying? But being under the pressure to make a false impression is you telling yourself a lie and telling people lies. Now remember then, when people ask me, why can't you come to our bash? Or give them very silly lies. No, this is why I'm not going to have, I was a Christian. But I wouldn't clearly just say that, guy, I am not your daddy. There was also another reason, which was I never had sneakers. 20 years, I come for, I'm a baby, I think I'll be another baby. Blah, blah, blah. I see that baby is a bad baby as far. Well. The person organizing the bed is a bad boy and is bringing bad people. There will be vices that will be going on that day. Or I can have what we have. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so being under the pressure is a thing you have the Holy Ghost for you to deal with the spirit of the lion. You know that's why you call it the lion tongue. And you know what the tongue can do. Just like he said in James, he has the tendency to destroy, to set the house on fire. Oh, who put the hot water on the fire that he got? Just in I was the one. I mean, if you get punished, it's just. No, there wasn't any unjust reason for. I mean, for example, he said the truth. I was the one that spoiled it. And he still beat you. They've not done anything bad. The just reward for destroying something to be punished. So you don't erase the punishment by telling. So the mentality is you don't want to tell the truth, because if you tell the truth, you still get what's punished. But actually, telling the truth is more about what God is than the gain that will most likely just pay you for 25 minutes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So please, let's look out for pride, let's look out for what? Hallelujah. I hope you've been blessed by these diverse thoughts that I've shared with us, and our prayers, and just reminding us that God still hates things. Huh? God still what? Hates things. God still hates pride. God actually is God versus pride. Like, God has a team. Pride has a team. And if you are for pride, then God tells you, I'm on the other side, and I'm going to oppose you. I'm going to beat you. Whenever they go to Baba, you cannot find a way to win. You just see the man. You get that's for pride. For lying tongue, you are basically just cutting yourself off from a life of truth. You get you can speak the truth. The Bible says, let your gain what? Gain and you mean gain. You don't say that the Baptist only means. I saw if she was coming out of her house this morning. She didn't even come back. And actually, you are living in my suit. And if he was in. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, your soul has a tendency to tell any lie. You hear what I said now?
Yes,
your soul has a tendency and a capacity to tell any lie. If you bring a piece of you don't come, I will not stop. I already beckoned that you come. Amen.
Amen.
Because I'm the one that is my hand to speak the service. And I said that we have to pray. And we have to pray actually. Please, let's pray for Jane. Let's pray for Jane. I like English to say. Retrieve Jane. No, Jane, you don't call Jane for us. You don't check or you don't check. It's please English. Can you retrieve Jane for me? Yeah. Are we ready to pray?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes, sir.